It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It's time for our daily focus, and we're now looking at the prayer and relationship. And we are still trying to get an understanding. And for our week, we've been focusing on discovering the will of God. And so in order to discover the will of God in this whole week, we've been trying to focus on that. We are still trying to get another perspective. Today, we're focusing on the prayer and relationship with God. Joining us now to give us some perspective and some understanding is Elder Abraham Chisenga. Elder Chisenga, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much.
So in the bustling rhythm of life, amidst its cacophony of demands and distractions, lies an eternal quest, the pursuit of divine guidance. For millennia, prayer has stood as a sacred conduit, bridging the gap between humanity and the divine. In the heart of this spiritual gap, this spiritual dialogue, resides a profound truth that in the intimacy of prayer, we uncover the whispers of God's will. And that's what we're talking about today. And I'm going to ask the first question by asking, how? How does prayer serve as a means of communication with God in the Christian faith?
Thank you so much. You will agree with me that generally communication is essential to every relationship. For any relationship to actually thrive, communication should be at the center of it. Now, there are various ways of communicating with a beloved one. But one ordained means that God has actually revealed through his word is actually prayer. And prayer is simply communicating to God as a friend. And prayer, or should I say communication, is something that is supposed to be two-way. I know that yesterday we alluded to the fact that God uses his word to communicate to us. But really, for us to communicate to God, we actually use prayer. But we can grow our communication with God to a level where even in prayer itself, there is a two-way communication where we are able to offload our hearts to God, but right in the midst of prayer, we are able to get God speaking to us in a special way.
Okay. So what are the examples of prayers and practices within Christianity that are believed to aid in discerning God's will?
Okay, thank you. It is usually common practice for many of us as children of God or as Christians to take prayer simply as a means through which we get our plans to God and simply present them before God in order for God to endorse them or to bless our plans. But we need to grow to a level where on a daily basis, we are even afraid to move out of and venture into the different aspects of life without getting a clear instruction even from God. And therefore, as children of God or as Christians, it is always good practice to spend the early hours of the morning in devotion with God, coming before God, speaking to him. And basically, even as we are speaking to him, we are just opening up our hearts to say, without you, we cannot accomplish anything. Without you, we are bound to get it wrong. So review to us what it is that you would like to do for us on a particular day. But even as the day launches, really, life can get so busy. And so it is good practice on a moment-by-moment basis to stay away from our busy activities and still be in a position to connect with God and ask God to basically lead us. And sometimes it can get so busy. So if you can even, for starters, set even an alarm, it could be on a 2-hourly basis, 3-hourly basis, just to remind us that we need to connect with God even through prayer. As we move through the day, that will definitely be very helpful.
All right. All right. I was just about to ask you, how does cultivating a personal relationship with God through prayer contribute to a deeper understanding of this guidance? But you just answered that one. But I'm curious now, can you provide examples of individuals or communities who have experienced God's guidance through prayer?
Okay. My mind races to certain biblical accounts. The first account that I would like to speak into is what is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Okay. We find there Jehoshaphat faced with a huge challenge. A huge army have come against him and his people. And he calls people around and they fast and pray. And after they fast and pray, they receive a prophetic word from God indicating as to how exactly they ought to have handled that particular challenge. And in fact, the instructions of God didn't seem to make a lot of sense. But the ultimate of it in that particular account is that we discover victory is written for God's people. Okay. The second one that I would like to quickly refer to is found in Nehemiah chapter 1 and Nehemiah chapter 2. There you find Nehemiah faced with a challenge. He is in exile. He is, low in spirit when he hears a report of what is happening in Judah. And he wants to help out. And categorically in chapter 2, even when he is questioned by the king, he offers a prayer within his heart. And there he is given permission and the rest is actually history. And then allow me to also refer to my own personal life. At some point in time, we were struggling, wondering which church and the body of believers that we needed to unite ourselves with. We took some time to pray about it. God gave us a clear guidance to which body of believers to unite with. And when we look through the years, we can only thank God that it was in response to answer to prayer. Finally, in our recent past as a church, we have had struggles and challenges in terms of reaching out to our local community. For a period of almost about 5-6 months, we have continued to seek the face of God. When we made our first attempt to reach out the community, the community we thought was actually closed, it was just amazing. The testimonies that we were receiving as to how open-hearted God's people were to receive the word.
Wow, wonderful. So in what ways does prayer shape our spiritual journey now and help us navigate life's challenges?
Interesting. Challenges. I wish to believe that there are two aspects to that. One aspect that I would like to speak to is that it is always a joyful experience as we navigate through life. We face certain challenges. We present them before God. God answers our prayer requests with regards to those particular challenges, and our faith actually grows. But allow me to consider one other aspect as well, that it is not always that when we present things to God, He will actually respond to them in the manner in which we would have them responded to. Okay. But in those particular aspects, one comforting thing with regards to prayer is that God will give us the grace to handle the situation. There's just a special kind of peace that surpasses human understanding, one which is miraculous. Amidst all this troubling and trying situation, there's just a special kind of peace and a sense of the presence of God that attains our lives.
Yeah. Final question. I'll let you go, sir. How do Christians balance the concept of praying for specific outcomes with surrendering to God's will?
Indeed, it's important for us to strike that balance. In fact, allow me to make mention that we should not view prayer as a mechanism or a tool of actually twisting God to help us, for God to help us to achieve our plans, our wills, and our goals. That's one extreme that should be avoided. Another extreme that should be avoided is our inability to pray. And as a result of our inability to pray, or our lack of faith, we just give when things happen in the way that they happen, and then we just attribute it to God's will.
Okay.
I wish to believe that the kind of faith that we ought to have is the faith of the Hebrew boys, the attitude of the Hebrew boys. In Daniel chapter 3, they are faced with a fiery furnace where they were being threatened by King Nebuchadnezzar to be thrown in.
Right.
Their response was, "We know that God is able."
Right.
They have no doubt about the abilities of God. But they said, even if that's the attitude that understands that God is wise, He is actually sovereign. He has the ability to decide to and not to.
Right.
And that's the kind of attitude that we need to have as children of God.
Right.
No doubt about God's ability, but we understand that He is God. He is sovereign. He can decide to or not to. Whichsoever way, we just need to praise and worship Him.
I like that.
For who He is within our lives.
I like that. I like that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time and your insights, Elder Abraham Chisenga. We're looking forward to talking to you about this again tomorrow from a different perspective. But today, prayer and a relationship with God is ever so important, and you have explained it ever so well. Have a wonderful day further, sir.
Amen. We thank God and God bless.
All right. That's it for our Daily Focus for today. 21 minutes after 2, you're listening to Adventist World Radio, continuing to give you music and conversations. And we're going to come and give you, at 30 minutes after 2, our lesson study for this week. This one is noted, "Take It to the Lord."